we left off yesterday. We were up to Yosef Ravdimi. I sent out one more Bikias thing, and you probably need through tomorrow to finish, because I realized as I was preparing Siddin Tzadi Ches that you actually have to do a sugya that I was hoping not to torture you with, which is all the way to the Mishnah. The last piece about Hatikha Nasa Sehela. And I'd ask you to do just a part of the monster Tosis there. That's a Tosis that you will have to know, because it deals with the Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Ephraim, which I've mentioned to you already, whether you say Chaticha Nasas Devela only by Basar B'Chalav, or you apply the concept of Chaticha Nasas Devela to all Isurim. But in the meantime, so we're on Sadi Tesav and Alev, and we have Yosef Ravdimi V'Ka'amar Lala Hashmaitza. So what is the Hashmaitza? Whenever you have, we've had a long, I think it's not a very long Gemara, but it's a very involved Gemara. We had a claim, two Lashonos, two traditions in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What the Shear Bittel is, 60 or 100. Then, we have, how do they know it? And then we go to Zerah B'Sheila. And then we have problems with learning from Zerah B'Sheila. The Gemara first explains how you get 60, how you get 100. But then we had problems, because Zerah B'Sheila is known as Heter Haba Mechlal Iser. And if that's the case, how can you learn anything from it? So the Gemara goes through three possibilities. What does Heter Haba Mechlal Iser mean? The common denominator of all three possibilities, that heter haba mechlal iser, is that the heter is not what? What is the one common denominator? What is the heter not? As I pointed out in Shir yesterday, the Gemara's havamin in the question is that the heter of Zerah B'Sheila is that there's bitul b'shishum amameh. So the Gemara was asking, that's an exception, that's heter haba mechlal iser, everything else should be awesome. And the Gemara's answer is no. Heter haba mechlal iser Zerah B'Sheila, the one thing we know it's not, is the heter that it's bata b'shisha m'meah. What is the special kula, the special heter by Zerah B'Sheila? Abaye said that the heter was? No. That is the chiddush. The chiddush is that mevat l'slachat chila. What is the heter? What is the heter? According to Abaye, no trick questions here. That it's Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, and that Mimimino is Batel here, because normally Mimimino is not Batel. According to Rava, what is the Heter? The Tam Ki'ikar, at least by Kachim, Tosis claims everywhere, Tam Ki'ikar by Kachim is not a problem. It's not Asur by Zerah B'Sheila. Normally it's Asur by all other Kachim, or the way Tosis says, by all other Isurim, period. And finally, Ravina said, no, you know what the Heter Haba Mechlal Isur is here? What is that? Makom chatach. In other words, when Johnny Calf sticks his arm out and you cut it off, depending on when you cut it off, sometimes the makom chatach is awesome. But in this case, and as Tosafot claims, everywhere in Kachem, chazeh, shok, and so on, makom chatach happens to be mutter. Okay. So now Rav Dimi is sitting and he's going over the sugya. But ka'amar lala hashmaita. And then amar lay Abaye. Abaye is going to challenge him. And Rashi immediately, realizing you kind of lost your train of thought. What was Rav Dimi setting? What was he focusing on? Was he discussing Tam Ki'ikar? Was he discussing, so Tam would say, we didn't see this, Rav Isser. Was he discussing Mimbimino? No. What was Rav Dimi discussing? Kol Isurim Shabbatar B'Telem B'Shishim or B'Meah. Right? There were two Lashonos. And so Abaye immediately challenges, Amar Le Abaye, V'Kol Isurim Shabbatar B'Meah? How is it possible that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said that by all Isurei Torah, all Isurei Torah means almost all Isurei Torah, the standard shear is Meah. V'hatanan, can someone read that next word for me, please? I asked that on the questions. Jared. Excellent. It happens to be, there is a relationship between Lama and Lama, in a certain sense. Lama is for what, Lama is why. But Rashi goes out his way to point out here, this is, what would Lama be, they're not really the same thing. What would the answer to Lama be? Methodologically speaking, if you ask why, what do you get in response? A reason, because. Lema means in reference to what? For what? I would say that lama is a very specific meaning of lema. Lema is more general. Right? For what? You know what we say? You know the Yiddish translation of the Manishtana? Manishtana halayla zemikal leilas. Anybody know how the first words? Farvos is in Achvun Pesach. Farvos. For what? But what are we really asking? What do we usually? What does that translation reflect? What English word would you use? Why? Right. So for what can be asking why, but for what can also be a much broader term, in this case, with respect to what? And that's why Rashi points out, lema amru hachametz le'ezo iser. In reference to what iser did they say? Okay. So, lema amru kol hamachametz umetabel umedameya lahachmir. In what reference did they say that anything that's mechametz, or metabel, or medameya, that we go lechumra, that's with respect to min umino. When is it lahakel ulahachmir? Min v'she'in umino. So what is going on here? So firstly, what is mechametz? Mechametz, Rashi explains, is you take starter dough, which is truma in this case, you put it into a dough of chulin. And what does the starter dough do to the dough of chulin? Makes it rise. Remember, once upon a time, you didn't go to the store. You buy Fleischmann's yeast. Fleischmann's yeast, by the way, in the jar is not even sa'or. You can keep it on Pesach. It's removed from the bread. It's only sa'or when it's in the bread. The same thing is true with rennet. If you extract the chemical rennet from the calf, from the lining of a cow, which is treif, you know, which wasn't shechted properly, the rennet extracted is not, it's not milchix, it's not fleishix, it's not treif, it's just there's some chemical which is not edible. But when it's in the stomach, or when the se'or, when the yeast is in the dough, that's when you have se'or. So you have two things, it's kind of like, I'd say, heter plus heter equals iser, but you have yeast, which is yeast is a fungus. You have your fungus, no problem with that. You have your bread and water, no problem with that. You put the two together, now we call it se'or. Okay, well, although that bread is probably turned already. Now, when you have bread, do you taste the yeast? You don't. What do you taste, Shui?
A lot of different
things. Well, tell me something. Before you put the yeast in, if you were to take the water and the flour and whatever's there and bake it, would it taste the same after you put the yeast in?
No.
So are you tasting the yeast?
You taste the absence of sugar. Yeah, that's what yeast does. I don't taste texture. It's no taste lack of sugar.
No. Anyway, Shui said correctly, you're tasting the effects of it. When you put rennet, if you were to taste se'or, it would probably not be so much fun to taste it. When you taste the bread, are you tasting the thalamus of interest? No, you start with a tiny, tiny amount of the se'or. When you have rennet, and you taste the cheese, you don't taste the rennet, you taste the effects of the rennet, what the rennet caused to have happened. Right? In the case of cheese, it converts the sugars in the milk into, I think, fat. So that's what you're tasting. You're not tasting the rennet. So that's mechametz. What is mitabel? Making it spiced up. It means, I don't know exactly what they had in mind, what specific case. Rashi just says mitabel kederas chulam mitavle truma. I would have thought definition, is this mimimino, mimishenomino, mino, or either? It has to be mimishenomino. I'm going to flavor my salt. You know, I'm going to flavor it, I'm going to put more salt in. But how can you flavor something with something that's mino? I don't understand. How's that possible? Then you can, you know how you can do that, Chewy? Sourdough. Rennet, I'm not sure, but sourdough might be, it's not really mino because it no longer tastes the same as the rest of the bread, but you could use wheat of sourdough and wheat of bread, and you can make it, you can cause the effect. But if you're talking about tavlin, I'm going to make my cinnamon taste more flavored. I'll put cinnamon in it. Cinnamon is, it's tavlin. Or you pick a pepper, right? You can't flavor pepper with pepper. It's not of the same mino. You're not doing it. You're just adding pepper. All right, so it's a little strange they talk about metabel. In this context, that they talk about the possibility of mimimino, mimishen omino. Okay. Now, there's an answer to the question, but we'll come back to that. Then, midamea. That might be an answer to the question. Midamea. What is midamea?
Mix.
Yeah, so firstly, where does the term come from, even though it really doesn't mean the same? It probably, if it's related, it doesn't mean the same thing here. No. You know why it's called demai? I'm not sure if there's a folk etymology or not. Demai, what is it? Is it tithe? Is it not tithe? Okay, what's that? There's one pasuk in the Torah. I don't know if there's only one pasuk in the Torah. There's at least one. Me'le'aschah v'demacha lo sa'acher. B'chor b'necha titen li. So I think they say demacha is truma there. I think so. So it's truma of something. I think it's truma of some liquid. Something like that. So midamea means to mix truma into chulin. You know what we call chulin, which has too much truma in it that's not batel? Miduma. No, not truma. It's miduma. It's miduma is the way we say it. It's got an ayin at the end. So if you are midamea, meaning you mix truma into chulin, so lahachmir is mimbamino. Lahako lahachmir is mimbashenomino. Now, what does that mean? What it means is that we're more machmir by mimbamino than mimbashenomino. That's what it means. Because mimbamino is always lahachmir. Mimbashenomino sometimes is lahachmir, sometimes lahako. Vikatani, seifa lahakil lahachmir. It's backwards, sort of, in the order. How is mimbashenomino lahachmir? Mimbashenomino ketsan. Greasin shenis bashul madashin. What are greasin? Beans. And what are adashim?
Lentils.
So beans and lentils don't taste the same, although they're not as radically different as, you know, they're not the most contrasting substances. So greasin shenis bashul madashim im yesh bahem eno sein tam. If you can taste the greasin in the adashim, bein sheyesh bahem lahalos b'meah ve'achad, bein ein bahem lahalos b'meah ve'achad, aser. Meaning, it doesn't matter whether you have a shear of 100, for the moment, this is going to be discussed in the Gemara, 100 of adashim to be mevatel the grisim, or whether you don't. If you can taste it, it's aser. Ein bohem beno sein tam, if you can taste the grisim, bein she yesh ben lahalos b'meah ve'achad, bein she ein ben lahalos b'meah ve'achad, mutar. Now, did I skip something? No. But where does the Gemara talk about? Oh, in the Mishnah. It's not in the Gemara. When is min lamino lahachmir? That's why they left it out. Okay. I think it should be in the Mishnah. How is min lamino lahachmir? Is it? It's not in the Gemara. Oh, it's the next page. I knew it was. Okay. I didn't make it up. I didn't remember the Mishnah. I know it's there. Okay. So what is the case of min lamino? How is min lamino lahachmir? By min lamino, what do you need? Number one, it has to be not no Saint Tom. And number two?
Shear.
You need a shear. Let's say mea ve'achad or something like that. You need 100 times to be mevatel it. Now, if you read this Gemara, this Mishnah on your own, what would you say the shear is, the requisite shear for Ein Bahem Eno Sein Tam? Just want to point out Pshat, should we?
There is none.
I mean, presumably Rove, but outside of that, if you can't taste it, it's fine. Which is the position, ultimately, of Tosfos and the Rambam and the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch. The way as the Shach claims, I think the Grav may have an issue. I think that's what the Grav is an issue with. But that's the Pashat of the Shulchan Aruch. You can't taste it. It's Bata. We don't care about how much is in there, short of a rove. Okay. But the Gemara doesn't take it that way. The Gemara decides to be very, very medactic in a way that if we were reading the Mishnah, I don't think we would have been medactic. So now, how do they read this? So my... And so, ein bohem lahalos b'meir ve'echad ela b'mai. Okay, so you said the following. If you can't taste the greasin in the adashim, so then, even if you don't have 100, you don't have 101, meir ve'echad, it's mutter. But what do you have? You must have the gemersim. You must have to have something. So I'm with Shua. I would have said, roof. Okay, as long as you have a majority, you can taste it, not a problem. But the Gemara says, ela b'mai, if it's not 100, what must it be? So what do you see? That the first Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, I think it's the first one, has got to be the correct one. Or certainly, what you see is that the second Lashon of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not the correct one. In other words, it's not Mea. It's not Mea. That would have been the simple reading of the Gemara. So now the Gemara responds, Lo b'mea. In other words, Ein bahem lahalos b'mea v'yechad, is still mutter. So b'mea v'yechad, you don't need. But mea you need. Now, what does mea v'yechad mean? Well, I don't really care about the details here. It's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos what the havamina of the Gemara was in the first place. But clearly, how could you read mea v'yechad? There are two ways of reading it, shall we?
In 100, verse 1, and then another 100.
No, okay, one in a... Oh, that's, so there are three ways of reading it, I guess. You could read one out of 100, meaning 99 of Isser, Heter plus one of Isser. Or you could read it 100 to one of Heter to Isser. Or the Me'aveach, meaning 101 of... no, so Me'aveach you can't read. No, you can't read it that way. Me'a you could read that way. Me'aveach is either got to be 100 plus one or 101 plus one, right? You can read Me'a can be read as either 100 plus one or 99 plus one. So, Noam?
Just in terms of the larger context of the sugya, is Rabbi Yishuv and Levi arguing at all the opinions we saw beforehand about measuring Israel as a measure?
You mean Rav Nachman and all of
them? Yes.
So, you have to, I don't want to, I'm reluctant to form it that way, because who is Rabbi Yishuv and Levi? Give me a place and a date. I don't mean years, but a generation. No, he's not a Tana. I know he appears in the last Mishnah in Shas, but that's not part of the Mishnah.
So he's from Israel.
He is an Eretz Yisrael, and he is first generation. So he's not arguing on Rav Nachman and crew on from Tzadi Zayin Amid Beis. Rabbi Shimon Levi is one of the earliest mentions here. So I think you have to put it in those terms.
That's even worse, then, because that means that it's definitely Lavdavka, because Rabbi Hanina and everyone else doesn't.
Well, they don't feel compelled to necessarily follow the Shita. What I would say is that what you have is Mishnayis that always talk about no Saint Tom. And in one place we have Ketz and Misharin. Where's the one place of Ketz and Misharin? Our Mishnah, Gid Anasha. And now the Amorayim are trying, you know, are trying to figure out, practically speaking, how are you going to do this? I don't think this is what happened, but you could imagine that if the historical tradition was to always give it to a Kfela, that's how you did no Saint Tom, and then the city of New Square sprung up, they'd be looking to figure out ways to be Mishai without a Kfela. Right? You wouldn't have a Kfela around. And it's the problem in Tinek. Go find the Shabbos Goy these days. When I moved in, you could find numerous ones on the block, but now it's hard to find the Shabbos Goy. Never had a need that I've actually gone there for Shabbos Goy, but I realized if I needed a Shabbos Goy, not so easy anymore. So Muncie, that happened 50 years ago. So Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi is the first one that at least we have on record in the Bavli to take a stab at this. Okay, so the Gemara wanted to say, so how is the Gemara reading this? I don't really care which way you want to go. You can say that the Gemara thought that, now you don't need Me'aveach, meaning you don't need 100 plus 1. You only need Me'a, which is 99 plus 1. I think that's the way Tosfos wants to read it. So then the Gemara turns around and asks, but midhav the reisha b'me'a hava sefer b'shishim. If the reisha is also me'a, so how can you say that the sefer isn't? In other words, dekatani reisha lahach me'minu mino keitzat or shalchitim shonafal le'isas chitim v'yesh bo kidei lachametz bein sheyesh bo kidei lahalos b'me'a ve'echad bein ein bo kidei lahalos b'me'a ve'echad asa. So ein bo lahalos b'me'a ve'echad Bein sheyesh bo kedei lachametz, bein ein bo kedei lachametz is aser. So, firstly, just what the Mishnah says is that you need both the shear and you need bitul hatam. In the case of chametz, it's not bitul hatam, but in the case of chametz, it means the seor cannot be what made it chametz. Either it didn't become chametz, or something else was needed to make it chametz. But the seor of truma did not have enough seor in it within the current time frame to make it chametz. It's a sugya that we're not going to deal with. It comes up in Avodah Zarah and elsewhere, but what happens if you have a mixture of truma yeast and non-truma yeast? Well, how do you figure it out? Fine. So the Gemara says, no. So the Gemara says, Reisha v'seifa b'meya. They're both meya. So the Gemara says, no. Reisha b'meya v'chad. V'seifa b'meya. When we say you need mimbimino, you need mea v'yachad by truma. By mimbisheno mino, you only need mea. So what's mea v'yachad? What's mea? It doesn't matter. It can either be mea v'yachad is 101 of heter to one of iser, and mea is 100 of heter to one of iser, or you could say mea v'yachad means 100 plus one, and mea means 99 plus one. I think Tosfos prefers the latter. I think generally speaking, in the Mishnayos, when we say Me'a V'yechad, it's understood to mean 100 of Heter plus 1 of Truma. Yes?
Like 1 in 3, that doesn't mean the denominator is 3 and the
doesn't mean that there's 1 plus 3, or like 1/60th. It's not 1 plus 59 equals 60.
It could be 1/260th.
Like you said, we say like 1 and 2, right? In the case of, are you saying of Rove?
No, but here the expression is
isn't a total of 2.
We say truma is ola b'mea ve'echad. It's ola when. You could read that in or when. When you read it in, you'll say, oh, you need 101 of hetter. If you read it when there is mea ve'echad, then that's 1 to 100.
It's like weird that every case of 1 and 60 was like 1 and then also 60 on the side, like 61 total.
There was both 1 and 60.
You're right. No, but that's why they have to say gid b'shishim ve'ein gid min aminim. Remember, we have one case where he said Beit Zavishishim, Ve'echad, and no, later, on Sadi Ches Amal, Beit Zavishishim Ve'echad, and the Shaila was, did that include the Beits or not? And the maskana, our maskana was a suffix, was that Lachomer, that Shishim Ve'echad by Beit Zah is without the Beit Zah, whatever the reason the Machlokas are Rishon. So that's where the Gemara says. It's a little bit tortured, this suggestion. Again, both sides are tortured. To say that mimimino requires 100 heter, and mimishetimino only requires 99 heter, that's pretty wild. On the other hand, to conclude that you need any requisite number other than bitul hatam and rove is a big stretch in the Mishnah also. But that's where the Gemara leaves it. Okay. So now the Gemara asks a question. So, v'chi yesh bo, I forget who asks, is it Abaye or Avdimi? I don't know who's asking him. V'chi yesh bo k'dei l'chametz b'me'a v'chahad amai lo batil. What's that? Okay. Well, I don't know who's asking whom. But either way, so Rashi says, Abai is asking, Rabdimi is the one, ishtik. So what is the, what's the question? So I think there's a wild Rashi here. Rashi writes on the Dibur Maskel v'seifa b'me'a. Parchinon, I reisha b'meir v'chad deheter k'amar amai katani yesh bro k'dei l'chametz afo pish yesh meir v'echad aser v'chi ika d'yahiv taima kulei hai? So I'm not sure, Rashi's not clear, but firstly, this is an ihachi question. What's an ihachi question?
Based on what you said before.
Based upon the previous line. So now that we've reached what conclusion? So maybe that Rashi says, if you really need mea by min b'she'en omino, is it possible that it's actually no same time for mea? Now, as opposed to what? Is it possible it's no same time for mea v'yachad as opposed to what? Mea. That's how I read initially. Don't you think that's a crazy question? In other words, what? It made sense. It made sense to Abaye that b'meya, of course it's going to get flavor, but if you add 1/100th, the flavor will get lost. The flavor will get lost. Is that really possible? That was the Havamina? Now, it would make more sense if what? If Abaye was saying to Rav Dimi what? Bishlama, if it's shishim, I understand why mechametz might flavor it. But remeya doesn't seem possible. The truth is, I don't understand bechlal, because chimutz really has the power to be mechametz, which in effect is what Abaye answers. Abaye says to him, shani sa'or, it's a ishtik, amar lohei, doma shani sa'or di chimutzei kasha. You know, there's an expression, anybody pre-law here? Pre-law. Okay. So you know what? Rule number one. I heard a great story this morning that I can't repeat. But there was someone who works in an institution where someone who formerly ran the institution, you know, said something to him. You know, he said this person thanked the previous runner of the institution and said, you know, thank you for A and B. And then the person, he said, there are two things I'm very grateful to you. And he said A, and then the person said, and B, I assume, is the following. And the person said to him, you know, a lawyer, there's one rule about a lawyer, a trial lawyer in a courtroom. You know what that rule is?
Don't ask a question.
Never ask a question you don't know the answer to. That's the rule. You don't ask. But that was all the person said. He didn't explain why he wasn't very grateful for this person for whatever it was. So it was pretty, I can't tell you that, but it was pretty funny. Now, here, Abaye has asked the question to which he thought he knew the answer. He knew the answer to. It's Abaye is the clever Talmud, right? He says, I have a kasha, I think I have a teretz, but I wonder what the Rebbe is going to say. And then the Rebbe says, I don't know. And Talmud says, how about the following? That's what Abaye has done here. Okay. So Abaye suggests that maybe Soritz Chimutza Kasha. The way we would explain this in other contexts is that it's what we would call a milsa da avida letaima. What's a milsa da avida letaima?
Something specifically to add later.
Yes. And what is the word avida? Yeah. Remember that ayin based dal in Aramaic as a verb never means to serve. It always means to do. Asa in Hebrew. So davar ha'asui letaim, something that is made for flavoring. By the way, what's an uvda? Have a uvda? What's an uvda? Maase. In Hebrew, it would be maase. Ayin beis dalet in Aramaic is ayin sinyur in Hebrew. Okay, so milsa, this is what we call a milsa da avida letaima. Okay. Amar lei, Sravdimi says to Abaye, ad kartan milsa, the Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. You reminded us of something Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina had said. Lo kol hashiurin shatim. Not all shiurim are equal. Shehare tzir shiuro karov lemosayim. Tzir, what is tzir? Brine. I don't know exactly what they had thought was going on, like when you put the fish in some type of a liquid and you got it extracted stuff. I don't know why that's not considered mamish, like dam of the fish or tam, you know, real tam. But it happens to be, Tosus explains that tzir of dagim is only asur midra, of dagim tamei is only asur midra banan. Tzir, it has to, what's a dog tamei? Non-kosher fish. Can you have a kosher fish that's not kosher?
No.
We're not doing shechita, but I'll tell you about a wonderful shechita. If you want to learn wild dinim in your day in shechita, go read Hilchos Eretz Yisrael to Eldar Hadani. I might get pilloried for this, but Eldar Hadani was a cook. He was apparently quite a character. So I don't know why, you know, Beis Yosef, I think, probably accepts none of his dinim. There's one din of Eldar Hadani that has gotten a lot of play because he says women should do shechita. So that one's quoted by the Beis Yosef. Bechaber rejects it, but the Ramah adopts it from the Agur, you know. So Eldar Hadani was quite a character. He claimed to be from Sheva Dun. So if I'm not mistaken, maybe I thought it's in Hilchos Eretz Yisrael Eldar Hadani. Maybe it's not, but some other source says that if a dog dies, you're not allowed to eat it. Floats to the top. You know how the only way to eat a dog? You have to catch it. Why? Because it says, Hatzon of Akar Yishachet Lahem Umatzah Lahem, Im Es Kol Degei Hayom Ye Osef Lahem Umatzah Lahem. So I don't remember if it's Hilchos Eldar Hadani. It's quoted in the Beis Yosef, probably in one of the first Simanim in Hilchos Shechita, the beginning of Yeridah. So, okay. But let's say a dog tame, we're assuming a non-kosher species of fish. So so I would assume that its brine should have been the same as the fish, but apparently not. By a sheretz, the brine is a nisa d'oraisa. By a fish, it's only nisa d'rabbanan. The dam of a dag tame, which is not also mishum dam, but it's also because of dag tame. Okay. Dam only applies to, I think, behema chayah ha'of. It doesn't apply to shvatzim. It's not. It's also, but it's not dam. Doesn't have the penalty of kares of dam. Instead, it's like eating dam of a sheretz is like eating the basar of the sheretz. Okay. Fine. And so tzir is batel b'masayim. The tnan dag tamei tziro aser. Rabbi Huda Omer revius bisasayim. So I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to torture you and make you do this. How does revius bisasayim get to you 1 in 200? It's not 1 in 200. It's karel b'masayim.
You should know.
I wouldn't ask you to know every single like ma, pruta, ma, punjon, and so on. I don't either. Maybe that's why I'm not saying no. But you should know these basic measurements. Okay. Now, what is a revius? When we see that you have to have a revius, it's a revius of a log. Yeah, a revius halog. That is what a revius is. A quarter of a log. Now, how many lugin are in a saw? Are in a kav, excuse me?
24.
No, that's in a saw. There are 4 lugin in a kav. There are 6 kavin in a saw.
Dimensional analysis.
What's that?
Dimensional analysis.
We did this in 10th grade to learn about dimensional analysis. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
That's much simpler than that.
No, yeah.
Okay.
We did our whole
and a log, gentlemen, equals science. How many rubidios?
Four.
Of course. Okay. Fine. Now, just for your, not for all of here.
Oops.
A car is how many saw? We don't need this here.
30 saw.
And a tirkov is half a car. Okay. Now, so revius bisasayim. So let's see. There are four revius in a log. How many revius in a kav? 16.
16.
How many revius in a saw?
96.
96. How many revius in a sasayim?
192.
192.
That's car of the Masalaya.
Okay? So you should know that. So, Rabbi Yehuda says, Revi Yispis Asayim. Oh, but V'am Rabbi Yehuda min b'mino lo botil? Shani tzir d'zevi almahu. Now this, by the way, is a very interesting question, which I will elaborate on for a moment. Is this really min b'mino? What are the two things that the Gemara is describing as min b'mino? What are the two substances? Dag and seer. Are they min b'mino? So do they taste the same?
Probably taste fishy.
The answer is they taste fishy. Yeah, they're very similar. In the same way the Gemara assumes that grapes and grape juice, freshly squeezed juice, have the same ta'am. So is that called min b'mino? Why do you say maybe? Because I'm asking the question. That's why he says maybe. Because isn't it obvious?
No, it's either it's how it looks or how it tastes.
Close. That's almost like an old Billy Crystal line.
What
not how
it?
You look, but how you feel.
Depends if Tom
okay.
Kikar,
what?
Depends if it's the Mama Shooter at the Tom.
Well, it depends. No, it depends whether you go Basar Taima or Basar Shema. It's a Sugyan Abu Dazar that we haven't learned. I might have mentioned it briefly. Do you go Basar Taima? Or do you go Basar Shema? I give you three substances the Gemara has there. Grapes, freshly squeezed grape juice, wine. Grapes and grape juice have the same ta'am, but a different shame, because one are fruit, one is grapes, and one is wine. Grape juice and wine have the same shame. They're both wine. They call them both yayin. That's always a question of when the shame levai question number of sigas, when is it part of them? That's not part of them. It's yayin. Yayin migito tells you further something about the yayin. So yayin migito and yayin are the same shame, but they have a different flavor. Grape juice and wine taste very different. So the question is, when we have the principle in that Gemara that yayin nesach is not botel at all. When is Yai Nasach not Batal Rabosai? What does the Gemara say? The Mishnah says it? What? Afilu Be'elef, but which Yai, what does it fall into that it's not Batal? Yayin B'Yayin. Yayin B'Mayim is Batal B'No Sintam. Yayin B'Yayin, Min Mimino, is Oser B'Kolshu. Yayin, we Paskin Yai Nasach and Tevel are the two things that are Oser B'Mashahu, but only Min B'Mino. So the question is, how do you define min b'mino? Grapes, grape juice, wine. Rava says that aslin on basar shma. Abaye says aslin on basar taima. So how should we paskin? How should we paskin? We always paskin like Rava, except for the 60 yalkagan cases. So aslin on basar shma. Okay, great. So I have a question for you. We discussed already a little bit min b'mino, min b'sheinim on our context, right? And when it's a deraisa, when it's a drabanan. And we said that min b'mino, what's the shir midaraisa? Tal, what's the shir midaraisa for min b'mino to be about? When is min b'vata b'mino? Min b'mino. What do you need to be b'vata midaraisa? Rov. And min b'sheinim mino, Jared, what do you need? Right, it's machlokas arishon, but let's say the Shulchan Aruch Pesach is like Rashba, Rabbi Natan, that you need shish. So when you're and the nafkamina, and I may mention this, but you're going to see this in the Shulchan Aruch, in the
the Torah, the Beis Yosef will quote, the Torah quotes from the Rashbah. Let's say you know that you had a robe of Heter, but you don't know if you had six robes. And it accidentally gets spilled out. You can't tell now. So the Rashbah says that if you're dealing with Nedamino, where it's a Sekhid the Rabbanon, because you already know for sure you had a majority of Heter, but you don't know if you had a Shishim. So the Rashbah says it's Mokra. But if it's Remeshay Nomino, where it's a Sekhid the Raisa, because even though you have a robe, that's not enough with the Raisa, you need Shishim. So then it's awesome. So when you as the rabbi
have to pass on that shayla, so how do you decide what is minamina, what is minashayna mina?
Go by shame.
Go by shame. That is what the Rama says. And the Shach goes after him with his knives sharpened. Because it actually makes no sense. I don't think we follow that Rama. Why does it make no sense? Why does that make no sense? Why is it that Mimbishen Omino requires Shishim Midaraisa according to those Rishon who say that it do? Because what is Daraisa? Tam Kikar. How could you talk about Mimbishen Omino in the context of Shishim being Daraisa Drabanan? How could you talk about it in anything other than Aslina Basar Taima? How could that be? That's ridiculous. Okay, but that, right? It makes sense now. And do you remember why? Why is it that we said that when you have a bit tarovis of yavish biyavish, what's it, by the yavish biyavish? Yavish biyavish, three pieces of meat. What's the shear for bitol, for min benino, Jared? Three pieces, separate pieces, dry pieces of meat.
I thought you said that you could have all three.
I understand. How much do you need in heter versus isser?
You need one out of three. One
majority. You need growth, correct. What do you need by min benino, mino of yavish biyavish? Why, Noah?
Because it's a gzira atu lach b'lach, which is note tal. Well,
she'im yivashlim, what will happen? You'll taste it. So how could you say mim b'shein amino? It's not go, does not go basar tayin, it goes basar shva. That's ridiculous. Now, of course, okay, so clearly the Ramah, I haven't read, there's some Acharim trying to defend the Ramah. Last time I taught you were there, there was one student in this year who wanted to, all year, he just kept coming back to this, he was like a dog with a bone, he wanted to defend this Ramah. Okay, if you wish to do that, that's fine, but don't come back to it all year and share. And come to me privately, we want to defend it. There's a little stuff written on it. So for one second, okay, so the Shach doesn't like the Ramah, but I have a question. Rava says, there's a reason why I'm talking about this here. Rava says that you go from Mimimino, Mimishanimino, you go Basar Shma. Firstly, you go always pass like Rava. Secondly, Rava was a smart man. He knew a little bit. So how could Rava say that by Mimimino, we go Basar Shma, even though the two things are different? So the answer to the question is context. Where did Rava say you go Basar Shma? Well, what's the sugya that he said it in? In Yayin Esra. Now, what's the din of Yayin Esach? That it's Oser B'mashehu. Something that's Oser B'mashehu has nothing to do with what? Tam. Things that Aser B'meya and B'masayim have nothing to do with Tam. Otherwise the Shir would be Shishim. So the Shach says the following. If you are dealing with a case of a Shir of Shishim, where something would be Batal B'Shishim, and now the question is it Mimimino, Mimishanimino? Of course you go after what altar? Tam. But when you're dealing with Isurim, where you already have Shishim to be in the Batalim, but what are you dealing with now? We know that Shishim is normally enough to be Batalim Tam. But I'm dealing with an Isur like Truma that requires Meya to be in the Batalim. I already have Shishim. The question is, I have Shishim in the Chulin Neged the Truma, but do I need Meya? Or it's Orla and I have Shishim in the Heter Neged the Orla, but the question is, do I need Masai? Or I have Shishim in the wine, but Yai Nesach is Osir B'mashehu. Now I want to know what is term Min Mimino, Min B'Shein Amino. And let me add one other case. If your name happens to be Rabbi Judah, and you hold what? That Min Mimino is never batel, even though you have Shishim. So now the question is, if you already have Shishim,
but Rabbi Yehuda will say it's not enough, because it's never enough. How do you decide whether this is a min b'mino that is not batal at all, or it's a min b'sheino mino where shishim is sufficient? In that case, Rava and Abaye have a machlokas, where there is no tam and rav anymore. There's no safek tam, because we already have shishim to be batal yisur. But now we want to know whether the chumras of min b'mino, and everyone is a case of chumra, truma requiring mea is only by min b'mino. Arla kalaya krem requiring masayim is only min b'mino. Yayin Nesach and Tevel not being batel at all is only min b'mino. So now you want to know, once you already don't have tam, physically, because you have shishim, but you want to know, is it batel b'shishim, or do you need more, or it's never batel? Now you have a machlokas abayi, whether it's nina basar shma or basar tana. Now you have a machlokas. That makes sense. Now, so Abaye says, you still follow tam. Granted, tam is batel, but you want to know, is this called min b'mino? The answer is, you follow tam. And Rava says, no, you follow the shem. Now, I ask you a question. Can you prove anything from this Gemara? Does this sugya assume one way or the other? That you go basar shma. No, it doesn't.
Zero is zero the fish.
No, it's not. It's tzir. The whole point is, tzir and dag, or basar of the dag, are two different things. Completely two different things. You wouldn't say tzir of the dag is called dag. No. I would say, maybe it's not absolutely, I think it's pashut. Tzir and dag are two different things. They might taste the same. So when the Gemara asked the Kasha, but for Rabbi Yehuda, how is tzir batel? After all, Rabbi Yehuda holds that min b'mino is never batel. Well, what is the Gemara assuming about the definition of min b'mino? That is lina basar taima, not basar shema. This Gemara sounds a lot like Abaye. I didn't see any Rishon ask the question. No, I don't think so. Tosus talks about a different aspect. And I don't remember anybody saying something, but, you know, I don't know if I saw the Rashban, if he comments. So the Gemara answers, either way. So now you have that little hatama I just did away from you with that monstrous shach and sifkat hanhei, which I'm not going to ask you to read inside, but if the most of it, the first part's relevant, you'll see. The rest of it, if you have time, you'll read through that shach, but you don't have to, because, I mean, it's good to, but you know what he says now. So how does the Gemara answer? Shani tzir d'zeh b'almahu. You know why Rabbi Yehuda's make go by tzir? It's Zabi Alma. It's not really awesome in Daraisa. So here, now I don't know that this is a general statement that Rabbi Yehuda's make by all these sum derabanan to say Mibaminos Batal. I doubt it. But in this case, Tzir is Zabi Alma. There's a Mishnah in Adios about Tzir Chagovim. What are Chagovim?
Grasshoppers.
So many grasshoppers are kosher. So you have a case of kosher grasshoppers and non kosher grasshoppers that were pickled together. So you would have said, you know, kavushka mavushal. But I think he says, he's meyed al tzir dagim, tzir chagavim tmeim, that it's tahar, and then I think they even say that it's mutter to eat or something like that. So on tzir of the things lowest down on the totem pole, the animal kingdom, so we treat them as much lesser isurim. Okay, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. For the purposes of min b'mina, he's meiko when it comes to tzir. Okay. Any questions so far? Zach?
I thought that was because it was Rabbanan. Tosfos says that's because there's Rabbanan.
Right.
What would that mean that Rabbi Yehuda would?
You know, it just means he's more meiko in this case because it's only Rabbanan. I'm saying what I just said because I'm bothered by the fact that you're going to say for Rabbi Yehuda all he's assumed Rabbanan min b'mina is batel. Seems unlikely. I know, it's a little strange. We normally assume called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Daraisa Tikkun, that's what you would expect. No?
So, just to plug, unless the assumption was that Tzir is Shem Dag, and then the answer is that it's just Zeh Ve'alma, and therefore you shouldn't worry about it.
I realize that you could go down that path. Okay, maybe. All right. Ketzad Misha'arinan.
Amravuna kibasa barashe lafasas. It's machlokas Rashi and Tosas what this means, but he's telling you which part of the turnip. I guess different parts of the turnip have different effects in terms of flavor. So he's telling you that it's this part or that part of the turnip. Masnisan de lo kahaitana, the tanya, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer, ain begidin de no sein tam. Our Mishnah assumes that when you cook a yerach with the gidin osha in it, what can happen potentially? What could potentially happen, Zachary? If you cook a yerach with the gidin osha in it, what did our Mishnah assume? What are you checking for in our Mishnah? What's the rule in the Mishnah? Tom. That assumes that a gidin osha is capable of giving, putting flavor in it. So the Gemara says it's against the Tana, Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, who says, Ein beginning Ben Osein Tam. Now, this actually has some interesting ramifications. Did I ask you to read the Tosas? I asked a question about Gidon Asher being Aser Bahano. So what was my question about whether Gidon Asher is Aser Bahano? So it goes as follows. Is Gidon Asher Aser Bahano? Well, what does the Torah say about Gidon Asher? Al kain la yochlu v'nei Yisrael es gid hanasheh asher al kaf hayarech. I'm missing a few words there before or after this. Ad hayom hazeh. Oh no, it goes after. Ki naga b'chaf yarech hakov b'gid hanasheh. So what are the Jewish people not to do?
They don't eat it.
There is a machlokes. Rabbi Abahu and Chizkiah cited in its full form of the sugya in the second parak of Pesachim, parak Kol Shah, there is a machlokas whether or not, when the Torah says not to eat something, whether the default position is that you're not allowed to eat it, or the default position is you can't even get hana from it. That eating is just the quintessential form of hana, but all hana is in fact prohibited. Rabbi Abo is of the opinion that kol makom shenemar layochal osochel osochlu echad iser achila be'echad iser hana b'mashma. When the Torah says you may not eat something, it is assumed to be asur, both ba'achila and hana, unless the Torah explicitly tells you that it's mutar b'hana, as it does by nevela. In effect, Rabbi Abbo's argument is, what does the Torah say by nevela? Lo sochul chol nevela, la gerasha b'sharecha titanana ba'achala o mohar l'nochri. So the Torah says you can't eat it, and it says, you either give it to the ger or you sell it to a goy. So why did the Torah have to tell you, give it to a Garrett, sell it to a guy? It says, don't eat nevela. The answer is, because the Torah had to tell you that it's mutabana. So Rabbi Abo says, you see that in order for Israel to be mutabana, the Torah has to spell out the heter. Spell it out, hint to it, whatever it is. So, is the Gidhanasha mutar asr bahana? So you would say, well, Rabbi Abba would say it's Asur B'hana, except there is one little catch. What is the din of Dam? Is Dam Mutar B'hana? How do you know? I think it's about dam. Chelev, is chelev mutar b'hana? What? Is chelev mutar b'hana? What?
Yes, it is.
How do you know?
Well, if you can sell the whole nevela, you can definitely sell the fat on it.
That's a kavachomer.
It's not saying to cut off the back legs. It's not a kavachomer, it's just inclusive.
Well, how do you know? Maybe you should cut off.
Any of you ever learned Chumash? V'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, ye'asel l'chom alacha, v'cholos ochlu.
We can make a drasha on that now.
Oh, it's extra, because you figured out al pisar. Good, Zakir. So the Gemara does have an expression. I don't remember why it has it, but it does learn. You know, it learns from nevela. Then when the Torah was matir the nevela, it was matir everything in it. So I think the Gemara says, kishuhutrahi, hutrahi, v'chelba, v'gida, maybe v'dama also. So it means when the Torah permitted the nevela, and whoever, Noam, you were pushing back, but the Gemara is with Zokir, it says that it didn't make exceptions in what is mutar.
Therefore, the Gidon Asher should be Moter B'Hanoah. But that's only true of what?
If Yesh
Begin and B'Nos Ein Tam, why? Because what is Aser in a Nevela? Which parts are Aser? Anything that is edible. The bones of a Nevela, they're not Aser B'Hanoah. Why not? They're also not Aser B'Achila. I don't mean bones with marrow.
Wait, so why can't we have non-kosher marshmallows?
You only put it in because of the marrow. That's why you put. That's why the chicken bones flavor the soup. Otherwise, Alta, you might as well put a dinosaur bone in your soup. And you, even though the dinosaurs were the first birds, or something like that, or the birds are the only remaining dinosaurs, I'm pretty sure if you take a dinosaur bone in water and you cook it, you might have cloudy water. You won't have chicken soup. I'm pretty sure about it. It's the marrow in the bones that actually provides the flavor. So I'm talking about non-marrow bones, right? Are you allowed to eat non-marrow bones of a nevela, of a non-kosher animal? The answer is yes. Why? Because they're not edible. So are the bones of Mutar Bana? Because there's no reason they'd be Yasa Bana. But there's no heter on the bones that the Torah gave. So if you say that Gid Hanoshe, of an animal which is Asa Bachila, Nevela, not Nevela, if you say that Yesh Begin Mino Saint Ham, then when you eat Gid Hanoshe Shel Nevela, how many Yisurim do you violate, Mr. Orange Shine? Two. What would those be? No. What Yisurim do you violate when you eat the Gid Hanoshe Shel Nevela, the Yesh Begin Mino Saint Ham? Nevela and Gid Hanoshe. But if you say Yesh Begidim B'no Saint Tam, Ein Begidim B'no Saint Tam, then if you eat the Gid Anasha Shel Nevela, the only Isser you violate is Nevela. Is Gid, excuse me. You're not eating Nevela. It doesn't have flavor of Nevela. So if you say that, if you say Yesh Begidim B'no Saint Tam, then when the Torah was matir the Nevela B'Hana, the Gid was also Mutar B'Hana. Because everything that was also Mishon Nevela is now Mutar B'Hana. But if you say that the Gid Anasha is inedible, and by the way, if it's inedible, why is it Usser to eat? Eitz bi'alma of haTorah sratu. It's like a piece of wood, and the Torah said, "Don't eat this piece of wood." But if you say that Gid Hanoshe is inedible, so then when the Torah was matir nevela, who says it gave you the heter and Gid Hanoshe? So maybe the Gid Hanoshe matir nevela b'hana. Who says the Gid Hanoshe is matir b'hana?
Why are we equating between
tam and inedible? Yesh begidin minos ein tam. Me, anything that's edible and you cook with something else will transfer some flavor.
Maybe not everything that transfers.
No. Beitzim don't transfer flavor because the shell, the tam is weak and the shell is a barrier. In principle, by the way, we've shown them in English, I'm saying, if you peel the eggs, they are no same tam. So the Gemara assumes that if Yesh Begim and no same tam, their capacity to flavor is related to the fact that they have some flavor, they be Asur Mishum Nevela, therefore when the Torah is Matur Nevela Bana, it's Matur the Gid Bana. Any part of an animal that produces flavor is aser mishum nevela. It will be edible. Marrow and bones, by the way, is perfectly edible. I'm not a bones person, but some of you, I'm sure, some of you like ribs. You like to go after the marrow? Yeah, you can chew. It's okay to do it. It's confessed. All right. Nothing wrong with that. So the point is that that things that are no Saint Tom have flavor are considered edible. Zach. But Rabbi Abbo says that whenever the Torah says you can't eat something, the default option is Hana as well. It's just that Achila is the quintessential form of Hana.
But that should show that it has flavor because you're able
to. No. Well, there's a day in the Gemara that says, Ein Begim no Saint Tam. And the Gid Hanoshe is Aser, Eitz Bi Alma Vehatorah Asratu.
But how could it be Eitz Bi Alma if you're able to eat it? But that's what kind of saying.
No. Zach, you might have gone to school with children who maybe on occasion eat paper.
Oh, yeah.
Francine, I'm not going to ask if you were one of those children.
Even if I was homeschooled, I went to school with one of them.
I should throw something at you. Okay, I would occasionally not naturally. You can eat a peanut shell. You can chew on a peanut shell. It's not edible. Nobody would call that edible. You're getting to a technical brisker question,
When the Torah says, Lo yochlu me'esos gerin asheh, achila means two things. Sometimes it means a dinin achila, and sometimes it means consumption through the mouth into the digestive system. In a process that, like you're a malach eating it, like the malach of Avram. They made it look like they ate it. So you eat the gerin asheh, it looks like you eat it. You put it in your mouth, it goes into your stomach. Is that cold? Does it have shame achila? It doesn't matter, because the Torah says not to do it. Right? But that's the machlokas in the Gemara. Yesh b'gimino sein tam, eh b'gimino sein tam. Okay? One's a brisker, one's not a brisker, Zach. Okay, Noah.
Is the parsha of Yaakov the only place where you have an isrik and an asher?
Yes.
So then, why is it still asher after Matan Torah?
Read the Mishnah on Kof Amud Beis, and then we can have a discussion.
Well, that's a post facto.
Okay. Pshuto shel mikra is that the Gir HaNosha, I know it's a Machlokas HaTanam and a Machlokas HaRishon, how to understand, Machlokas Tosas Ramam, how to understand the Machlokas in the Mishnah. The Pashtus in the Mishnah, Pshuto Shel Mikra, is that that Pasuk was put in by Moshe Rabbeinu there, by God's instructions, at the time of Matan Torah. That the Gir HaNosha was not Nesar to Bnei Yaakov. Al Kein Lo Yuchlu Bnei Yisrael, that is probably the first occurrence of Bnei Yisrael. And I think the next one is when they go down by Yisu Bnei. No, that's not even, is it? V'nei Yisrael es Yaakov Avihem. That might be the first real one, where they're becoming a nation going to Egypt. Al-Kein Lo'ichem V'nei Yisrael, if we're Yaakov's children then, they're not a nation yet. His children are not married, probably mostly. If any of them are married, they don't have kids. It's V'nei Yaakov. Okay? The fact that Al-Kein Lo'ichem V'nei Yisrael means Moshe Rabbeinu is putting that later. So that is one Tana, according to one reading of Rishon, who's saying that. Okay. So Tosas points out that if you say that Gid Hanosha, Gid Ein Begimino Sein Tam, then Gid Hanosha should be Aser Bana. And Rabbi Shimon, in fact, holds that way. But then the Gemara has another teretz to explain how do you know Gid Hanosha is Mutar Bana, according to everybody else, which is, it's a Kal V'Chomer from Chaylev. If Chaylev, which is Onrish Kares, but is Mutar in a Nevela, and you know that's clearly it's in a Feirish Apasup, then Kal V'Chomer, the Gid, which is only Nisr Lo Saseh, is Mutar Bana as well. Okay, you didn't have nevela. If chaylev is motor bana, kal v'chomer gid hanosha is motor bana. Loi. What do you want to make? You want to be a tana and make a pircha now? There is one sheet that holds basa v'chomer motor bana. Okay. I could answer your question, but I don't want to go down that road at the moment. Okay. Now the Gemara tells a story. Story time. Hahudasa lakam di Rechanina. Rechanina was sitting there and someone came to ask him a shaila. Habaras Yosef Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina Abava. Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina, he was kind of an oisvarf. He was sitting outside the base medrash. Wasn't quite inside. Kinafik, when he came out, Amarle my Amarlach. He had come in with a shaila of Giranasha. So Amarle Shari and Niale. So Amar Lei, he said to the guy, Hadar Aile Lekame. He said, what does Aile mean? Bring it in. It's actually probably bring it in before him. Probably should have been Aleph in front of it, right? Bring it in. It's not the word. My annual comment about the word, okay, I need a carbon. Who wants to be a carbon? If you were in the shir before, you probably won't make a good carbon. Zachary. Ploni. Lo ol lebe midrasha. What does that mean? Ploni lo ol lebe midrasha. What's the word ol? If you didn't know you were being made a carbon, what would you say? Come on.
He went into the base.
Ol?
Oh, wait.
Ol?
Went up into,
thank you, Benzion, yeah, for volunteering. Even though the answer. He went up into the base matters. It's not what the word ol means. Never in Aramaic, the root is ayin lamed lamed. Ayin lamed lamed. It means to enter. The word in Hebrew, in Aramaic, to go up is salak. Salak or nasak. Sometimes it's a nun at the beginning. Masakana or salkadai tachamina. How do you know? How do we know? Well, we know what al is, means to enter, because the word ba in Hebrew has two meanings. What are the two words in Hebrew? And? And come. Come or to come into. Now, sometimes the opposite of ba is halach. But sometimes the opposite of ba is yatsa. Now, the Targum distinguishes between two ba's. Asa, Aleph Tav Aleph, means he came. Ul means he entered. Now, if you want to know that word, what is the word for, what do we say in Hebrew for the end of Shabbos? What's the end of Shabbos, the period after Shabbos act? What do we call it? Saturday night is called? Motzai Shabbos. What does Motzai Shabbos mean? The bringing out of Shabbos. It's a hifil of Yotzah. What is the Aramaic term for Erev Shabbos? Ma'ale Shabbata. Mem Ayin Lamed Yud. That means Hachnasas HaShabbos. Bringing in the Shabbos. So he tells them in this case, this is a hifil, it's a causative. He didn't say Hadar Ayil Lekameh, go enter before me, bring it into him. In other words, he heard the Shaila, and the guy told him, he gave me a heter. He said, go bring it to him again. I mean, you didn't understand what he was telling you. So what happens? Hadar Ayle so Amar, he goes back in, and now, who was it? Rav Chanina says, Man hu dekamatzarli. Who is the guy who's being a nunnik and giving me a hard time? Zil emalei, leman diyasev ababa. Tell that nunnik sitting on the gate, at the door, ain't beginning minosein tam. He doesn't understand my psak. You heard my psak correctly. You said it right. He doesn't understand. Ain't beginning minosein tam. Okay. Fine. Ki asu lekamei de ravami, mishader le lekamei de rav yitzak ben chaluv demori le beit latera, mishum de rav yeshua ben lei. This is very interesting. This is actually an issue that I have struggled with for many, many, many years. I think I've come to a resolution, but with some misgivings. Someone came to Rabbi Ami, and what did Rabbi Ami hold about the issue of Gin Minos, Yesh Begin Minos Satan Minos Satan? He held Yesh, he means a machmir. So what did he tell the fellow to do? He said, go ask Rabbi Yitzchok ben Chaluv, who is more lehet than B'Shem Rabbi Shuvan Levi. So this is a very, very important principle that a posek might sometimes employ, which is when asked the shayla by an individual, he might say, go ask so-and-so, don't ask me. Which is another way of saying, I hold the chomer, but I don't want to impose it upon you, so go ask him. Many eons ago, I got a call from a friend of mine. I don't even know if I had smicha yet. And it had to do with a relative, an elderly relative, I was probably 21, 22 at the time. It was a contemporary of mine, maybe a year older. An elderly relative who might have been brain dead at that point. And the question was, could they take the person off the respirator? It wasn't even a shayla about taking the organs. It was a shayla, they're both serious questions. Could they take the patient off the respirator? Now, I wouldn't even answer that question. Well, I don't think I would. I would because I hold like my Rebbe, so he's machmir, so it's easy to answer that question. But I would certainly would not have answered that question then. And I didn't know what to tell the person because I know that I told them if you call Rosh Yeshiva X here, the answer is going to be brain death is dead and therefore you can take the patient off the ventilator. And if I tell you call Rosh Yeshiva Y, Rosh Yeshiva Y is going to tell you that brain death is alive and it's us to take you off the respirator. So by my telling you who to call, if I don't give you both options, I'm effectively paskin it. Now, how is that different than this? Well, it's different than this because in that case, I wasn't entitled to an opinion of my own. I'm still not entitled to an opinion of my own on this particular question. I'm just following my Rebbe's particular approach. But it's different than this because in this case, Rabbi Ami has a position. He paskins one way. He knows that there's another position. Says, go ask so-and-so. So the question is, what would it be in a case where you don't know how to paskin? I don't know the answer to that question. I still don't know the answer to that question. I suspect people would say, of course, I mean, again.
Maybe sort of being like machmir on himself, but he doesn't want to
There are times where certain shaylas I would get, I would tell someone, go ask somebody else, because I'm going to tell you it's us, sir. But those would be cases where I have an opinion. And I would be willing to paskin. So I'm not quite sure. They used to say something. So what? Okay, just because I don't have an opinion doesn't mean I can't. In other words, presumably he believed that Yitzchok ben Chaluv was a bar hachi to paskin the shayla, have an opinion, the follower of Yeshua ben Levi. So if I know that Rabbi X is certainly a bar samcha to give you to paskin for you on Yeshua, even if I don't make a decision, I can tell you to go Rabbi X. Maybe. Okay, this is an important story. It's the only one in Shas that I know that. that you have such a story like this, where one is asked. And I'm not saying there are no others. This is the only one I'm familiar with. And then the Gemara concludes, "V'leilo sfirle," but Rabbi Yami didn't hold that way. The hilchasa ain't beginning at no same time. Okay, fine. Gemara continues. So is Chazara on this Gemara? Gira noshesh and isbashel. So the Mishnah says that if you recognize the gid, you throw it away. The gid anasha, you throw it away. You can eat the other gidden and the rotev if there's no nesinas tam. V'livtol beruba. Why don't you apply bittol berov? And the answer is, as we know, beria shani. It's considered a beria. What makes something a beria? That's a good question. So we'll discuss it when we get to Simon Kuf. In a nutshell, a beria has to be, there are, I think, four criteria, but I don't remember all of them now. A beria has to be, I remember three. It has to be a balchai. It can't be a whole grain of wheat, a whole kernel of wheat. That's discussed, by the way. I'm not picking that example to stam. It has to be balchai. It has to be osur, I know the fourth, mitchilas berioso. It has to be osur from the moment of its creation. Number three, it has to be shlema. It can't be broken up. And number four, it has to be the imyehalek in shmo alav. If it gets broken up, divided up, it can't have its shame still. Now, why do they have that last criteria? Well, let's say I take chelev from an animal. The chelev shal aklayos. So firstly, is it from a balchai?
Yeah.
Is it osur mitchilas beryasa? Yes. Now, shlema, it may be related to the last question. You could say it's shlema. Let's say I take all of the chelev shal akerev, a certain place in the stomach, the Torah designates the fat as fat, I take the entire piece. So it's shlema. But what happens if I take the chelev shal akerev and I cut it in half? What do I have? What are my two halves? Chelev shal akerev. Is that coffee there?
It was.
You're drinking a little too much coffee. You have to just calibrate it right. So the point is, when you deal with, I like to say, but I'm not sure this is going to hold exactly true, when you deal with a substance versus a specific object, that's in Yechalek Shmo Olav. It will still be Shmo Olav, therefore it's not a beria. Okay, well, that's all. I just gave you a brief chazara on the din of beria. You know what is a beria? A non-kosher bird that dies. You know what isn't the beria? A kosher bird that dies. Why?
It wasn't
osur mitchilas beryasa. Yes.
Because it has to be, when it's living, it has to be once have been living or living.
No, dead. Once was living. Otherwise, we wouldn't have any of these shilas. They're all dead, mostly.
Right.
Most of the beria cases are dead. And the ginamesha is certainly dead. Right. What? No, I'm sorry. The Yamai Bikias. Okay.
So, in light of this, is Gid Hanasha only Asar in the Mindamino?
It's an evil, evil, wicked question. It's discussed in the Nosei Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch. You're going to assume that, assuming that you don't need shishim if there's bittul atam, and get out of shem, assuming the get out of shem is ground up, it's no longer be'en, it shouldn't be able to asif eino mino. There is a discussion, now that you asked the question, there's a discussion. Now I'm thinking, because an issue has been bothering me a long time. What if you have a substance that falls into your thing that has no taste? A food. That's the example that I have started to think about recently, right? A food that is so bland that if you blend it, it'll have no impact. What is the sheer of bittul? So there are a lot of, I never worked this out until now, but I might, be able to work this out now. Let's say you have issur that falls into heter and it's no Saint Tam of Gam. Have you encountered no Saint Tam of Gam yet? No, I can't talk about it. Then. Okay, so never mind. We'll have to save that. There's a very important machlokas ran in Rashba about an issue that may be related to this, where do the benefits in one area can outstrip the negatives in another area of flavor? Do you take into consideration those benefits? If you don't at all, if you don't care,
then I presume something with no flavor, as long as it's less than a rove, is going to be should be mutter according to Tosfos and the Rambam, and theoretically according to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Fine. Now the Gemara says, V'chein chaticha shel levela, v'chein chaticha shel dag tamei, so on the top of Kufam Aleph. V'ti batel beruba, honi chalamanda amar. It all makes sense according to the version within Rabbi Meir, that it says, kol shadarka limanu shaninu. Kol shadarka limanu is not batel, right? That's Rabbi Meir's shita. Anything that has a certain chashivus enough that sometimes they sell it in the shuk by number, as opposed to, let's say, by... they always sell it by weight, they never sell it by number. So then, the reason why chatichas dag tame and chatichas nevela would not be betalim would be because it's kol shadarka limanos. But if says the Gemara, if elamanda amar, eshadarki limanos shaninu ma'ika lameimar. But according to the position, that the only things that don't have bitul is eshadarka limanos. And what is eshadarka limanos? We talked about it already. It's always sold by number. You would never sell it by anything else. It's so chashuv, it's always, you sell it by number. So, chatichas dag tamei, ches nevela, are not eshedar kol limanos. So the Gemara says, why would it not be batel? The Gemara says, shani chaticha ha'ol ru'i l'skabe ba nefnei ha'orchem. What's the definition of chaticha ru'i l'skabe ba ha'orchem? We're not going to talk about it now. It will be discussed by the Rishon. Suffice, and in the Beis Yosef, suffice it to say, that a filet mignon is a chaticha haruya l'skabed. Less man the poly. You have a piece of meat from an animal that is chashuv and can be served to guests, and a filet mignon is that. It would, no matter how many filet mignons you pile up next to it and mix them together, it will not be bought out. Okay. And then the Gemara says, Utsricha, the i'ash me'inam ged mishum deber yahi, ava chaticha emalo. Maybe it's only a gid, because it's a beria. But chaticha, it's not a beria neshama, so it should be batel. A gid anasha, you can't exactly serve it to a guest. You know who you serve a gid anasha to? Your mother-in-law. No, I'm just kidding. A classic joke, right? You serve a gid anasha to your friend as the guest, and you know what will be. You will no longer have a friend. So, get an usher, you can't serve to anybody, so maybe that's batel, but haticha riskabe, that's nice. So that's why sricha. Avagirema lo, sricha. Okay. Now, the next Gemara is going to be exceedingly, exceedingly difficult. I'm going to start it now, and it will. Has anybody gotten this far? Did you get through this Gemara? That is not an enthusiastic endorsement, gentlemen. You got bogged down on this Gemara?
Well, enthusiastically endorse it.
What?
Not so. We got through it. I don't know if we
caught. Muddled through. Okay. It's a hard... I learned this Gemara. I think I understand the Gemara, but it's taken me many times to learn this Gemara. Okay. We begin. The first part's very easy. Darash Rabba Barachana, Chaticha Shel Nevela V'Shel Dag Tamei Eina Oseres Achetitein Tam Berotev V'Kipa Uva Chatichos. So he says, if you have this chaticha the nevela or a dag tame, and what do you put it in? A pot. And what's in the pot? Other chatichas. What else is in the pot? Soup. Rota. What else is in the pot? Kippa. What's kippa? You weren't careful when you were cooking, and your yarmulke fell in. That's why you were laughing, Zachary.
Yes,
okay. That would be, if it were the Gemara, the term existed, it would be kippa with a kaf. But yes.
A jail?
What?
That's good.
Same kaf. It's congealed stuff. You know why it's called kippa? It's like the spices, the bits, the this, the that. You know why it's called kippa? What's the word? It's with a kuf. And you think you're going to pass biblical Hebrew. There's a Rashi all over Shas when this root appears. Kfa, kuf pe aleph, kuf pe yud. Rashi points to a Targum Yonasan, a Nach, on the pasuk Vayitzath HaBarzel by Elisha when they were chopping wood, and one of the students, the axe head flew off, and he says, "Aha, don't even who Shaul. It's a borrowed axe. What am I going to do?" And what does Elisha do?
He
asks him, "Where did it fall in?" Takes a piece of wood, puts it there. The wood sinks. The Barzel floats. That's the story of Nach. Not in the Medrash. That's in the Nach. So it says Vayitzath HaBarzel, and the targum is Ukfa Barzela. So Rashi always quotes that targum. I bet you if you took a Bar Ilan search, I wouldn't be surprised if at least 10 times in Shas Rashi would quote that Targum. So that's what I assume kippa means. It means the little bits of stuff in the soup that kind of floats to the top. So you have the liquid in the soup, you have the kippa, you have the chatichos of heter, and then you got the chatichas dag, the chatichas dag tog. Now, so what does Rabbi Baruch Hanna say? How do you work out the bittel? What is in this corner? In this corner we have the yisr. And in that corner we have what? Everything else, including what? Including what? What's the chiddush here? What do you have in the other corner? When I tell you that rotev kippa and chatichos, I'm about to chatichos, which is the biggest chiddush there? Chatichos, why? What? No. This is assuming you recognize which is the issur. We're talking about for Nesinas Tam purposes. Yeah. So we have to still be Mavatel the Tam. Right? Because we don't know how much flavor came out of the Chatichas Isser. So we need Shishim in the rest of the pot. So I'm asking you, when Rabbi Rachana says that what is combined to make the Shishim a Bittul, the Chatichos, the Kippah, and the Rotev, which of those are the biggest Chiddush for Bittul Atam? Which would you say? And why? You got a 1 in 3 chance. For which one? But that won't help you with the why. I would have said the chatichos why, because there's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda that mimimino was not batel. There is such a shita. Now, little secret here, none of the Rishonim point out, but who was Rabbi Bar Bar Hanna's Rebbe? Throughout Shas, he's always quoted. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Hanna Amar. Rabbi Yochanan. I'm pretty sure. You could check that. Pretty sure. This occurred to me just now. What does Rabbi Yochanan hold about Bittul Amin Mimino Amin B'Shein Amino? So this Gemara you haven't learned yet. You're going to see it in Avodah Zarah. It's a machlok. Do we paskin Amin Mimino is batal or not? By all these, forget Yayin Nesach and Tevel. Do we paskin that Amin Mimino is batal or not? It's a machlok. It's Rabin Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabin Shmuel say that Amin Mimino is not batal at all, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said that Mimimino is Batal B'Shishim, just like Mimimishen Amino. So it makes sense that Rabbi Bar Bar Hanna, who I believe is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, says that the Chatichos combine in order to be Mevatel the Isser. The Chatichos with the Kippah, with the Rota, the Chatichos of Heter. So I have a question for you before we go on. I have 2 questions for you. And one of them is going to make the briskers happy. Before I get to that, first I have to present the following. They're 2 separate things. Okay, let's say you held, like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimimino is not batel. And the chaticha falls in to the soup. Now, what's in the soup again? Chaticha sefete, rota, and kippa. Now, if you recognize the chaticha se'isser and you pull it out, what is the status of everything else in the pot? How are you Mishayar Shishim? What presumably can you not use? What?
You could use the tasting guy.
No. What towards the bittel? Forget a guy at the moment. You're not going to taste. Won't actually help you here, Benzio. Why not? Because there are hatichos of Mino in the pot as well. So I want to know, what would you need if you are Rabbi Yehuda? Would you say that it's possibly to be Mevatel? Would the Chatichos ever be Mutter?
If they were special Chatichos that don't mix together, sort of very fast most,
it should never be Mutter.
What?
It should never be Mutter.
It should never be Mutter, right? Because Mimimino is not Batel.
The Mishmein Amino, because the other Chatichos are like Chatichos Ruyos.
No, all the Chatichos are the same in. There's Chatichos of Isser, Chatichos of Heter,
Rotev of Heter and Kippah of Heter. So I want to know what's the... What?
Unless you have lots and lots of Rotev.
Oh, if you had a ton of Rotev and Kippah, well, what would the story of the Chatichos be? All right, so that's question number one. Question number two is related to that, and here is the Chakira. I have a question for you. Rabbi Yehuda says Mimbamino is not Batel. Does that mean simply that Min that falls into Min of Isser, that falls into Min of Heter, the Min of Heter doesn't have the capacity to be Mevatel the Min of Isser, or does it mean that the Min of Isser actually makes the Min of Heter Asser? So you're going to say to me, what are the first words some of you should say to me? I have a mixture now of the two. And I can't tell which is which. I have a mixture of the two. I have a chaticha of Isser and chatichos of Heter. I might have a shishim chatichos of Heter. Rabbi Yehuda says the Mimino is not batel. Does that mean that the Minim of Heter, the Min of Heter, has no capacity to mevatel the Min of Isser, and therefore the Min of Isser is still there and I can't eat it? Or does it mean that the Min of Isser actually assers the Min of Heter? You're supposed to ask me, what's the nafka mina?
Yeah, but this is a risker question.
You're supposed to throw it back in my face and say, what's the nafka mina? I will not answer. What?
The nafka mina is whether you take 60, you take one and add it into another
Rotev, let's say, or if you need like 10,000 times the whole thing.
Why would it help you?
Because let's say you have 60 times the Rotev of just the usser meat. So that's batel if you hold that it doesn't combine. But if you hold that the other piece of meat and that piece of meat come together to be usser, then you need 60 times all the pieces of meat of Rotev in order to be batel.
Now, you're assuming chaticha nases
the
vela.
Well, that's the same, sort of the same idea.
We're not at chaticha nases. I'm going to assume chaticha is not nases the vela. When I'm going to give you a very succinct formulation and stop at that now. Is that min is oser mino? Or min is not batel b'mino. It's a very important question, and it's the reason we'll talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day we're going to be doing Gemara. After that, it's on. I'll give you some makoros, and it's on to the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. Okay, and I will give you a fair amount of guidance, but we have to finish this piece of the Gemara up tomorrow.